Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 28, 2023. Love and mercy. Reception for the sake of bestowal is love. Bestowal for the sake of bestowal is mercy. The difference between them is that love is when you are ready to give everything, and mercy is when you as if do a favor to another. Question. Let's say I have received pleasure from bestowal and I must transfer this pleasure to the Creator, to humanity, and the group. How can I do it practically? Answer, you connect yourself with a group, you wish to unite your friends and direct them to the Creator in order to receive from the Creator forces that would bring you closer to each other and to all the people in the world. In connection with the friends, you should try to reach a state where you will have a common desire to bestow, and you will be able to work with it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 9, 2023. Habit becomes a second nature. Forced labor. Question: how can work for the Creator be by coercion, without pleasure? Answer: it may not be the best, but if we can force ourselves to do something for the sake of the Creator even when we do not experience any pleasure, it is still considered bestowal, work to correct our desires. I cannot force myself to have fun and be happy because I am doing some work. But if I still do it, then I am interested to know what I achieve as a result of doing it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 10, 2023. Habit becomes a second nature. Change under the influence of the light. Question: in our work, we acquire habits. Every day we come to the lesson, meet with the ten, and performed many other actions according to the usual program. How does they all become kelim, vessels, for the quality of bestowal, for spiritual attainment? Answer: a person does not know how this happens. The light influences a person and gradually leads to an increasing understanding that the benefits of bestowal far exceed the benefits of reception. Then one weighs, it is better for me to give, say, $5 than to receive it. This is how it works. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 9, 2023. Habit becomes a second nature. How can we pass the pleasure to the Creator? Question: how do we rely on the Creator in our sensations? How can I understand that my actions really bring contentment to Him and not to my egoism? Answer: you must pass your actions through the group. If you bring contentment to the group, and your friends want to bring contentment to the Creator together with you, then you are acting correctly. An indicator of receiving pleasure for the sake of the Creator is that as soon as you forget about Him, the pleasure stops. Question: how do we correctly pass pleasure to the Creator? Answer: it depends on the intention. You must gather as a group that is united by a common intention and common efforts to bring contentment to the Creator. And you should want to see and to feel that you all are connected with each other and with the Creator. That is how you pass the pleasure to Him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 10, 2023. Habit becomes a second nature. The advantages of mutual preparation for a meal. Question: when preparing a meal for a group event, is there a difference between everyone building an intention at home alone, or is it better to get together and cook a meal with a common intention? Answer: there is a big difference. If you prepare a meal together with a common intention, with common actions, if you help each other and set a common table your friends gather at, it means a lot. Cooking and eating together bring you closer together than a lot of lessons. When preparing a meal, you need to think about the fact that you want to be together, in one heart, in one stomach, in one body. It brings people very close together. While eating, take your time, start to feel the taste in every part, in every spoon, in every piece of bread, in everything you do. You will see how much it connects you spiritually. It is written both in the Torah and in the book of Zohar about how nice and pleasant it is to sit at the table with your friends. You can be sure that such a meal brings you closer to each other and to the Creator. Question: and what if the friends have decided that it is better for everyone to cook at home and bring the food to a common meal? Is it right? Answer: this is also possible, but then it's not a common task. Perhaps you don't have the space and opportunities. We have special conditions for this in the Benny Baruch Center, a large, good kitchen. All meals are prepared only by our own people, we do not hire anyone from the outside. So come and participate in the mutual preparation. We invite everyone. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 9, 2023. Habit becomes a second nature. To dream or not to dream. In the news, Incorporated.com, 64 years of data proves that the bigger kids dream, the more successful they'll be. A new study shows that how big kids dream matters as much for future success as a core family background. A recently published study analyzes surveys of 17,000 children conducted 10 times from 1958 up to the present day and finds that when it comes to how much kids achieve in life, big dreams matter as much if not more than the family's socioeconomic situation. The scale of kids' dreams helps determine their future circumstances, and adults have a big role in shaping those dreams. The study found that when kids harbored unrealistic goals in their teenage years, they did end up unhappier in early adulthood when reality set in. The data shows that when parents and teachers push kids to dream big whatever their current circumstances, kids elevate their expectations. And the result is greater career success and happiness in adulthood, no matter where kids start out in life. Question: the question is very simple, to dream or not to dream? Answer: if a person does not dream, then one will be an animal. Question: and if these are completely unrealistic dreams? The dreams of a child are somewhat. Answer: even if they are unrealistic, it is still necessary to dream. You don't have to live in dreams and by dreams, but, in principle, it is necessary to dream. Question: what is it? What does this dreaminess develop in a child? Answer: this develops a lot of qualities in a child. Firstly, he begins to imagine his life as he would like to see it, what he needs to change in himself and change in general, what he would like to change in life and in the world. And all this puts him face to face with the world. That is, he is no longer just some weak-willed and accepting individual, but he really is what he would like to create in the world. Question: so this reality that the child sees, he wants to improve and live in it all the time? Answer: yes, of course, at least make it for yourself, maybe it's not better, but it is for yourself. Question: why is it that when children dream unrealistically, many become unhappy at the age of 18? Answer: it depends on how much he understands, how much he is in criticism of his dreams. Here it is necessary to take it reasonably after all. Question: so at some point the thought comes that this is just a dream? Answer: yes. It is necessary to train him, it is necessary to tell him, explain. And he must understand that there is a long way from a dream to its realization. But, in principle, he can implement part of it. Question: at some point, do dreams begin to leave a person, or does a person have to dream all the time? Answer: no, the fact is that a person goes through many different stages during his life, mainly in his youth, in adulthood. The main stage is hormonal development when he is already drawn to creating a family or connection, and so on. And then there are a lot of questions that contradict his earlier dreams, ground him. But this is not a stroke of fate for him, on the contrary. All this is a form of development. Question: does a person need to continue dreaming like this until old age? Answer: absolutely. Question: do you have a dream? Answer: yes, there is a dream. Question: you have kept it that long? Were you going through life with this dream? Answer: no, it has changed over the course of a lifetime. It is getting more and more sober, realistic to implement in life. It remains, but it is far from the dream that I had in the beginning. Question: if a person is cut off, stops dreaming, and everything is gone, what is this? Answer: I feel sorry for him. What is left for him in life then? Just a pension. It is necessary to dream, to realize your dream, at least in a partial form. Choose from it what is real and implement it. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 17, 2023. New Life 297. Creativity. Dr. Michael Leitman in conversation with Aaron Levi and Telman Delbaum Ben Moshe. In nature and in humans, where does creativity come from? Is it possible to develop it? Why is there no unique creativity in our day like there was in the past? What kind of creativity will be required for the future? Creativity motivates all of creation. Nature is the great creator of more complex order. Creativity has developed in art and in science throughout human history. Since we are part of nature, every flash of inspiration comes from the information system that embraces everything. The period of artistic creativity is finished, so it is already up to us to advance toward a new kind of creation. Up to now we have imitated nature in our art. From now on we will truly begin to create something uniquely human. We are currently unable to digest the rate of inner changes in humanity. Everything is becoming virtual and abstract. Today's emptiness is generating a need for creativity of a new type, creativity that is internal and non-material. In the future, a person will not create materially, but rather within himself, within his heart. People have already created shared feelings, a shared connection, from heart to heart. The new kind of creation will come as we enter into the inner worlds of others, into their desires and thoughts. Something new that didn't exist at all in nature will be born through this unique connection, a partnership between us that is above the ego. Communication above rejection creates a completed creation, a new person who will be better than me and you. A person's interior will be upgraded so that he or she will become friendly to others and feel them as parts of him or herself. Then we will stop producing weapons and selling nonsense to each other. We will begin to live well and create a new humanity. There will be true, positive creativity that is completely different from the creativity of today, which is often directed toward marketing and sales. In the future we will only consume what is convenient and useful for us, without all of the things that forcefully push us today. From CAB TV's New Life 297, Creativity, February 11, 2014. This summary was written and edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora. What will make the world a better place, you know, in one sentence? We need to strive to connect in a way where humanity becomes as one man with one heart, meaning that each of us feels everyone and wishes for the benefit of all. Based on the video, what does it mean to connect with one heart? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.